Wes, are you seeing week to week, maybe from the beginning of the year till now, how teams may be defending you differently, or is it just individual teams with different types of personnel that are able to do it?
Yeah, I think it just depends on you know, what team you're going up against and what their personnel is, and from there they kind of play it how they think they should play it. And you know, third downs you may see a little bit of double coverage or you know, we call it, you know, cover seven, where they can double disguise or whatever. So or triangle and do different things like that with cover seven. So you know, there's different things that they can do and different things that we've seen and you know, just understanding what we're getting and going out there and trying to attack it the best we can.
Now Wesley. See, I call him Wesley.
Yeah.
But what's happening, man?
Troy.
Yeah. Now, whatever the coverage has been, nothing's been able to slow you down over the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, you're over 100 catches again this year and well over 1,000 yards this year. Is there anything that's giving you any problems that you can disclose to us without giving up the secret to slowing down Wes Welker?
I always hate giving that up, man, because I don't want to end up seeing it. So,
can you give us a hint? Can you give us a hint to what slowed you down in the past? Just not Tom not throwing you the ball, basically.
Yeah. I think that's it. You know, I think that's it. But, no, I mean, I think, you know, the toughest thing on a receiver is, you know, whenever you do get press coverage and trying to, you know, beat that on a consistent basis. And, you know, sometimes the route you get is sometimes it's tough. If you have the outside leverage, you have an outside breaking route, and you know all those options. You know, you used to run here, and that, you know, I kind of run now. You know, Tom doesn't really like you to go inside. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, you gotta.
I've been chewed out before for that one too, Wes.
On the out, it's tough, man. Yeah, I know you've had battles.
Yeah,
I have battles.
You know the argument. Well, why call it an option route, Tom, if it can't break inside? You know.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna win that argument with it.
No doubt. Yeah.
Now you haven't had too many arguments like Bill O'Brien did a couple weeks back, but I'm sure you guys aren't always on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was more early on when we were kind of getting used to each other. It was, you know, except I usually didn't fight back like Billy did. I just kind of, you know, put my head down and said, okay, you know, just kind of take my beating and then just kind of move on. But you know, we've kind of gotten to the point now where, you know, we've kind of. On the same page and really kind of communicate things out. But, you know, for the most part, we really don't have too many screw-ups where, you know, I thought you were going to do this, and I thought you were going to do that, or anything like that. But seldomly, every once in a while, it happens, and we bark a little, and then we're all good.
Okay. Hey, how close were you? I know the Patriots secondary was pretty thin. Ended up putting Julian Edelman over there, you know, Slater over there. How close was it to them asking Wes Welker to go over and play in the slot, and how do you think you would have done over there?
I mean, I you know, I played a little defense back in the day, so you know, I always think that I can. I mean, I don't think I'd be any Troy Brown back there, but I, you know, I would always enjoy getting over there, but you know,
back in what day?
Where we're at, but I really don't see it happen anytime in the near future.
Hey, Wes, back in what day and how long ago? What are you talking about now? College?
High school.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, we had Dion Branch a couple weeks back. We were talking about Julian Edelman, and he said, you know, during practice he goes up against Wes, but Wes right now has him about 10-2. I mean, you still abusing Edelman
at
practice?
At least.
You still abusing him, or is he starting to come around now?
I mean, he's coming around. I mean, he's getting closer. I mean, he's feeling better. So
he said he's getting closer.
He's getting a little closer.
Was he like five yards away from you now, as opposed to 10?
A couple yards away.
In terms of the matchup yesterday, it looked like they spent a lot of time. You spent a lot of time with Champ Bailey. That has to be one of the tougher matchups you face on a week in, week out.
I mean, Champ's a great player. I mean, you know, he has been for a long time, and you know, you would think as guys get older, their skills kind of diminish and things like that, but, you know, Champ is still playing really good football, and he still has, you know, good speed, and, and good ball skills and everything else. So, he looks like he could, possibly go to another Pro Bowl this year. I mean, it's pretty crazy how many he's been to already.
I still think it's pretty impressive, though, that, I mean, all the different coverages you've seen. 100 balls, and I'm just giving you a nice compliment here because you get ready to get a couple of tough questions, and I don't know if I'm going to ask them, or Lou's going to ask them, I'm just going to ask them,
Season's so, coming to an end here, Wes, yeah. And a lot of people talking about, you one of those point in the regular season, maybe 6-7 games deep. It was talked on ESPN, NFL Network, the best wide receiver out there, as far as on that field, right then and there, and people say, well, what are they going to do at the end of the year? Has that thought even gotten to your mind right now about your future here in New England?
I try to put it out of my mind, and we're having such a good year this year, we're just in such a great spot to cause any sort of distraction to pull away from what we're trying to achieve and what we're trying to do as a team. It wouldn't be in the best interest of what we're trying to do. And do I think about it? I'm human. It's hard not to, but at the same time. You're professional, and you understand that, and you want to go out there and do your job to your best of your ability, I don't know.
You got some pockets to fill up too. So
I'm sure Tom Brady too.
I'm glad you were honest because I mean a lot of guys are like I'm not thinking about my next contract. I'm not worried about what if I'm going to stay here. Are they going to pay me right? But I'm glad you answered that question pretty honestly because
he's going to have Tom Brady working as agent too. I don't think Tom wants him to go anywhere.
Well, I think a lot of people in New England don't want him to go anywhere from the productions he put up. And Wes, what do you think about? The people out there, and you hear some of the people have the naysayers about Wes Welker, where he's not a one, he's not this, he's not that. But, in my book, I look at you as just being a playmaker, and you're a football player, and you produce. But what do you think about people saying that you are not the prototypical receiver?
Yeah, which I totally understand. Trust me, if I was picking out a receiver, I would pick out a guy that's 6'4" and 220 and runs a 4.3, 4.4. I mean, I'd do the same thing. At the end of the day, whether you line up in the backfield, line up in the slot, line up out wide, line up at tight end, line up anywhere. At the end of the day, it's about catching balls and getting yards
production.
And scoring touchdowns and production. That's what it comes down to.
Thank you for saying that, Wes. Those guys cost me a bunch of money when I came out of college because I wasn't 6'4", and I didn't run a 4.4".
Now you're starting to see it.
Yeah.
I hear you, brother. Yeah. I hear you. No doubt.
Wes, good stuff. Best of luck this weekend against the Dolphins. We probably won't talk to you, so Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you all.
Hi, Wes.
And it's Wes Welker.